Hi there, and welcome to Vocabilities.com, aka Improve Your Voice. My name is Darren McStay, and today is the third time I'm looking at a celebrity speaker and reviewing their voice. I'm not going into too much detail and assessment, but I am just going to give you an overall idea about what they're doing in order to sound the way they do, and being as they're such prominent speakers in the world, I thought it's interesting to see what's working for them, why, and maybe what's not working for them. And so this information could be useful for you if you're a speaker or learning to be a speaker or would like to use your voice more. Maybe you can take what works from speakers you like and maybe leave what you don't like. So here we go. Today is on Jordan Peterson.
Talking a lot.
Psychologist, author and lecturer Jordan Peterson has been around for many years, but it's only in the last three, I think, that he's really come into the mainstream media's attention. He speaks on religion, history, politics, psychology and philosophy, and has a massive influence online and in the real world, where he appears at universities all around the world and speaks at large events, as well as on TV and his own online channels. Today I've been watching a bunch of his videos, and I've taken a couple of clips from one of his speeches on his spiritual awakening, and we're going to look at a few seconds of that first, then I'm going to talk about it. Here we go.
I started to pay very careful attention to what I was saying. I don't know if that happened voluntarily or involuntarily, but I could feel a sort of split developing in my psyche, and the split, and I've actually had students tell me the same thing that has happened to them after they've listened to some of the material that I've been describing to all of you.
Right, my first observation about Jordan Peterson is that he doesn't have very much breath support when he speaks. He's able to speak, but he breathes very high into his chest. He doesn't really open up his resonance as well as I think he could. He's, I think, quite a tall, thin man. Well, maybe he's not that tall, but he's, in comparison, quite thin. So he's got a long body, he's got a long face, he's got a long torso, and he doesn't really open up and breathe deep, it sounds. And the good thing about this video is that he's wearing a headset, so we can hear the way he's breathing, and he breathes a lot into his nose, like this. So he tops up through his nose, which, when you're speaking in this environment, I guess it's useful, but he's not giving himself enough air to really support his voice. And what that does is weaken the sound he's able to create. If you listen again, there's a lot of wobble in his voice.
I started to pay very careful attention to what I was saying.
And that's because he's not taking enough air and he's not really supporting the voice. So that if you have enough air, it can support the flow of air coming out and maintain a nice, solid, clear, resonant sound. But he's dropping off of that, and that's why we're getting the wobble.
I started to pay very careful attention.
You can hear he's using his diaphragm, I believe, to move the air out, but he's just not got enough air in there to really support it. And anyway, moving your diaphragm around is going to happen anyway when you breathe, and I think that kind of thought is more for singers as opposed to speakers. He would do better just letting go of his belly and allowing air to drop in and just speaking. But he seems to maybe be trying to control it, but not with enough air, so then it's coming wobbly.
I started to pay very careful attention.
He's trying to pay very careful. Did you hear that? Again, like most of the speakers, he speaks an awful lot, so he needs to keep hydrated, and I think he's got a voice, so he's doing that. But with Jordan, I definitely think it's air support and breath support and having enough air to feed the machine that he's lacking in that particular area. He's a very throaty speaker, so his larynx seemed to be quite low.
It's down here somewhere, and he's Canadian, so there's a bit of nasality to it, but he sounds a little bit like a cartoon character, I think. A nervous cartoon character, but he's very thoughtful.
He's very thoughtful indeed, and I would say that he's more thoughtful than he is physical. So I think he's spent a lot of time as an academic using his mind and considering what he's going to say. And he's very well considered. In fact, he's the king of the pause. When he utilizes a pause, he really milks it and he makes the most of it.
I guess it was because I was trying to figure out who I was and how that could be fixed.
His pauses are full. They're loaded with his next idea, and they are... He keeps you attentive and waiting on what he's going to say next with those pauses, because you know he's just trying to find his words, and you know the words he's going to find are going to be great, because he's so engaging through his passion and through his knowledge That's why he's so popular, because he's sharing information that's really helping people's lives, because he's so knowledgeable in his subject. So, but the way he's using his voice, he's articulating with his lips very clearly, very well. You know, he's a lecturer and he's been doing that for a long time, so he's probably out of necessity learned how to do that. But because he's holding on down here, and there's this sound coming through his nose, and this throaty element just kind of makes it a little bit cartoon-like, and maybe easy for people to stereotype, and I think there is a lot of impressions of him online. So there's a little bit of tightness, not much effort made on his breath support, he's more thoughtful than he is physical, and he moves slowly, he's very considered, but sometimes I think he's maybe too considered. When he does let go, he really can go, but he does, I think, judge himself and does kind of hold back a little bit. And maybe that's how he's developed this kind of sound, which is kind of restricting him physically, because he's mentally holding back and waiting for the right thing to say. So another great example of a speaker who's doing really well at portraying a message and what he wants to say, But he doesn't necessarily have the best voice in the world, and it's not really resonant, and he's not really engaging people with the sounds he's making, even though they are very memorable and you can hear him. So that's my review of Jordan Peterson. It's very basic, very simple, but maybe that gives you some ideas about what he's doing. One thing I might take away and that I've learned about him, which is good, is his use of pauses. He's actually holding and being confident enough in himself to just not say anything for a few seconds and think about what you need to say. And that's a good opportunity to breathe. And on that, if you'd like to learn more about breathing, come along to my website at vocabilities.com, sign up to my newsletter, and I'll give you the first week of my 8-week course on breath absolutely free. All right, come along, I'll see you there. I'm Darren McStay, this is vocabilities.com, aka improve your voice, and until the next time, look after your voice.